This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karma Yogi Saptaha National Learning Week in New Delhi. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Our correspondent reports that National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on Malawi visit, will depart for New Delhi this afternoon after the completion of a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The three African nations visit of President Murmu added a new chapter to the historic relation of India with Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit was the first ever by the President of India to the three African nations and came a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of G20 during India's presidency. During the week-long visit, President Murmu held bilateral meetings with leadership of all the three countries and interacted with the Indian diaspora. This visit had reaffirmed India's strong commitment to further strengthen our existing friendly and cordial relations with countries in Africa. In Uttarakhand, the Uniform Civil Code or UCC committee, constituted under the chairmanship of Shatrughan Singh, has submitted its final draft of rules and regulations to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami yesterday. The UCC rules mainly have four parts: the procedures related to registration of marriage and divorce, live-in relationship, birth and death registration, and rules related to succession. The 10-day-long International Telecommunication Union World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, ITU-WTSA, is underway in New Delhi. As a side event, Robotics for Good Youth Challenge was held as part of AI for Good Impact India. The air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as poor by the Central Pollution Control Board or CPCB. Yesterday, the CPCB had reported an air quality index or AQI of 292 in the national capital. AQI between 0 to 50 is considered good, between 51 and 100 is considered satisfactory, between 101 and 200 is considered normal, between 201 and 300 is considered poor, and between 301 and 400 is considered very poor. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate a day-long national conference on agriculture for the Rabi campaign in New Delhi today. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ramnath Thakur, will also be present in the event. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has condemned the brutal killing of a vendor by terrorists in a hamlet in South Kashmir's Shopian district yesterday. The slain Ashok Chauhan was a resident of Bihar. In a press communique, Lieutenant Governor said that the entire nation is with his family and maintained that our security forces are determined to hunt down the culprits and bring them to justice. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has also condemned the terror incident and has expressed condolences to the bereaved family. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that cooperation between India and Mexico can be potentially broad-based and multi-sectoral for a deeper collaboration between the two nations. The finance minister stated this while participating in the India-Mexico Trade and Investment Summit on enhancing trade and investment collaboration in Mexico City. In Uganda, 49 new mpox cases have been reported, bringing the total number of laboratory-confirmed infections in the country to 145. The country's Ministry of Health said that Kampala, the capital of Uganda, recorded 27 new cases of the disease, the highest in the East African country over the last week. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said that Hamas was alive and will remain alive despite the death of its leader, Yahya Sinwar. In a statement released on social media platform X, Khamenei said that the loss of Sinwar is certainly painful for the resistance front against Israel, but it will not end at all with his martyrdom. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over southern parts of the country, including Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karnataka, during the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Agency has forecast similar conditions for Andaman and Nicobar Islands tomorrow and on Monday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.